It's time for the Quest Federal Credit Union Football Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Quest Federal Credit Union. And now your host, Brennan Byrne.
Kenton traveled to Defiance tonight. Here's Jim Homan with the recap.
The Defiance Bulldogs improved to 3-2 overall, including 2-2 in the Western Buckeye League, by defeating the Kenton Wildcats 42-6 at Fred J. Brown Stadium on Friday night. The Wildcats are now 1-4 overall, 1-3 in league action. Kenton's only touchdown tonight came via the defensive variety and pulled the Cats up from 7-6 early in the game, but it was all Defiance from then on out. Tim Wilkinson rushed for 72 yards on 14 carries, was named the Ace Hardware Player of the Game. The Wildcats are back in action on Friday when they host Wapakoneta. WKTM left all the action live at the pregame show starting at 6:45, kickoffs at 7 o'clock. For WKTN Sports, I'm Jim Homan.
In other football Friday night action, Jonathan Adler took down North Union 31-28. Upper Sandusky beat Bucyrus in a blowout 54-21. Waynesfield Goshen took down Elgin in another blowout 49-12. Wapakoneta shut out Shawnee, winning that one 27-0. Ottawa Glandorf with another shutout, winning 14-0 over Bath. Salina took down Elida 17-3. Bluffton beat Ada in another blowout 31-7. Allen East and Columbus Grove had a close one, but ultimately Allen East wins in a shutout, winning 7-0. Arlington blew out Van Loo 55-12. Tecumseh took down Benjamin Logan 35-14. The Cary Blue Devils beat Buckeye Central 48-7. Bell Fountain took down Indian Lake 48-14. My Riverdale Falcons took down Van Buren in a close one 20-16. Van Wert and St. Mary's had the wildest score tonight. Van Wert took that one 70-41. Ridgemont and Ridgedale another shutout, with Ridgemont taking it 24-0. And finally, Hardin Northern delivered yet another shutout tonight, beating Perry 47-0.
You've been listening to the Quest Federal Credit Union Football Scoreboard Show, presented by Quest Federal Credit Union and WKTN.